I think we have some videotape of you at a baseball game. I think it's 1997 is what I'm guessing. Does that ring a bell?
Oh, it does.
Should we talk about
it first? A loud bell in my inner ear.
Should we look at the videotape first and then talk about it, or talk about it first and then look at it?
Maybe I should talk about it first.
Okay, tell people what this was. This is a Yankee game, right?
I'm doing an inordinate amount of talking, though.
But it's a talk show.
No. There it is. There it is.
That's the idea. You fit right in.
Who am I kidding? This is where I belong.
That's right.
I
mean,
anyway, one day I'm going to the baseball game.
You're a big sports fan.
Well, I like sports a lot. I enjoy the games. I love baseball and all of them. You know, it's great to watch the athletes. They're amazing. So occasionally I go, and I like to go in practice before the game starts so you can just get, you see them, you know, just milling around the field, and then the game starts. But I had an appointment that day, and I got this impulse to go to the game, and I thought, well, I'll go to the game. And I was with my girlfriend, Beverly D'Angelo, and we went to the... So we went to the game, and I thought as an afterthought, this is sometimes my reality, I'm thinking, you know, I've got to leave early, about the second or third inning. They're going to get upset because, you know, remember that Jack Benny movie, To Be or Not to Be? Every time he's playing Hamlet, he gets to be on, to say, to be or not to be, somebody gets up in the third row and leaves. And he just watches them as they go. You know? It's right in the middle of this soliloquy. And I thought if I get up in the middle of the game...
It's inconsiderate.
It's inconsiderate.
A big star
just
leaving the ball. It doesn't look
right.
Good.
He walked out on us. What's
sure.
up?
Exactly.
So I was thinking it was a Broadway show or something. So anyway, I go in, and I said, you know, I happen to have a spare beard in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Go figure that. In case I get hungry, you know. So I put the beard on, and it's like, you know, the Smith Brothers kind of beard. And I got a baseball cap and some eyeglasses.
Right.
Well, I might have known something was wrong, because as I was going to my seat with this, I passed someone who said, hi, Al.
Yeah.
You know. Well, I was off and running with that. You know. I thought, this is somebody else he's talking to, right? Not to mention I'm with Beverly D'Angelo.
Right.
Well.
None of it makes any sense.
So I'm sitting down, and I'm watching them practice, and at one time my chin started to itch a little bit, so I lifted up the beard and went underneath. But I'm so sure of myself, you know what I mean? No one's going to know,
right.
And Beverly's there, and I'm not putting two and two together yet.
Uh-huh.
Until I look out in the field, and for some reason, the cameras that were on the players are now switched and turned around on me. So I wound up being on the 11 o'clock news. I was on highlights. At the end of the year, they showed it as special crazy things that happened. And it was me with the beard.
Crazy things that happened.
Crazy things.
Well, you must have felt like a dope, for heaven's sake.
I still do.
All right.
That beard has been retired into the Museum of the State.
If you don't mind, let's take a look. All right, so this is the day of the ball game, 1997 at Yankee Stadium. Al Pacino, we think it's Al Pacino, man of mystery. What's the matter with you? Excellent idea. Oh, my God.
I love the touch of gray, don't you?
Know? Very nice.
Now was cold. That's what I.
We want to talk about Simone. It opens Friday, August 23rd,
yeah.
And it's just wonderful, very entertaining film. And can you tell people what this is? Is it any way to explain the premise? Really?
No.
Yeah. It's you working with a synthesized star.
That's it. It's a guy who's run out of tricks, and he can't get a job anymore in Hollywood. And his ex-wife runs the studio, and she gave him a chance, and he blew it. And Winona Ryder plays the starlet who is very uppity, and she leaves the picture, and now he's left without anything. So he invents. He gets a formula from some wild, crazy guy, yeah. And he puts it on, and he invents this a virtual actress. This actress that's made out of pixels, right.
Then the fun begins, as we say.
Let's hope.
All right, we have a clip here. Do you know what this is?
Oh, no, I can tell you the clip.
Okay.
I know the clip.
All right, good.
This girl, Rebecca Stamos, she plays Simone's body double, mm-hmm. and she's standing in for Simone because everybody thinks Simone is real, and she's not, and I'm making this girl into Simone. Like, she's hiding, but she's supposed to be Simone. And then I rush her out and put her in a car, and we go to my house. And she sort of likes Simone, so you'll see that.
Okay, but this is not Simone. This is someone pretending to be Simone. She is Simone's double.
She is what I want her to be, the
right.
double. I want people to think that's Simone,
that's
so that she really exists, because she runs into a car, but she covers her face like that.
The old bait and switch.
Yeah,
something like that. It's called Simone. It opens Friday. Take a look. Here we go.
This is so exciting. What do you do to Simone?
What? What'd you say?
I said, do whatever you do to Simone.
What do I do to Simone?
Call me Simone.
Simone?
Yes. Say it again, please. I want to know what it's like to be her just for one night. Please call me Simone.
You're with me, so you can be close to her.
Is that a problem?
That is some clip. My God. That's unbelievable.
It was a little long.
Yeah, that acting is hard work, isn't it, Al? Have a beautiful woman on top of you for 20 minutes?
That really hurt. It really did.
Anyway, it's great fun, and it opens August 23rd. What are you going to do now? You got some time off? You're going to hang around? What's going on?
Wow. That's an incredible question. Now I'll probably I'm going to continue in the theater. I've got some plans to do some theater downtown.
But I meant like tonight. You going to go home and have dinner
tonight? Well, I'll probably no. I got some. Actually, I have to dub. Do some dubbing tonight.
Okay.
I have to go to work.
All right. Good to see you. Good luck with your hair.
Thanks.